السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, my dear brothers in Islam. Two topics is coming now, requested by two different people. One, about the message we talk about it, about why the woman behave always in a drama and is not stable. And we talk about it like 3 weeks ago, approximately. And I give you example of a woman in Islam in the early stage and woman today. And somebody tell me, please give me the conclusion. You talk about it, give me the conclusion. The conclusion, you will not believe it. Number one is lack of iman, lack of akhirah, lack of thinking about meeting Allah, lack of responsibility, lack of thinking I'm an adult, I will be accountable in the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you take all this away, there is a price. Second, something extremely important. I talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted a woman something so beautiful, the amount of emotion she carry. But this emotion is so beautiful, very powerful. Emotion is a very powerful part of a human being. Like the intellect. You have intellect has power, emotion has power. But always you go to two extreme. If the emotion driven by dunya, by drama, by movie star, what will happen? Shaitan will take over, your nafs will take over, and this is the price. We converted the feeling to a very negative result. By this way, the bottom line is, my feeling instead of benefit me, because the feeling in Islam, if you put it in the right place, will full of love, compassion, rahmah, sympathy, goodness, caring, service, good to other, forgiveness, you name it. Look at the amount of goodies coming after feeling. At the top will be love of Allah, love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, love of mu'mineen, love of goodness sake, love of each other for Allah, love of your children and family for Allah, marry for Allah, take care about your children for Allah, everything for be for Allah. Once we do that, now we challenge the feeling in the right cause, with the noble cause, with the ultimate cause. But what happened now when this feeling is not governed by Allah wa Rasuluh? Now competition, arrogant, stingy, ugly, selfish, greed, jealousy, you name it, love of dunya, hate, like, worry, and the whole gang of bad habit and bad disease of the heart. You see, by this way we have a beautiful same element Allah give us is feeling. If we channel it in the right cause, look at that goodness. And if we not channel it in the right cause, look what shaitan will do. Love of food, love of competition, competition in look, competition of the way we behave, the way we accumulate, the way the house look like, the car, the clothing, the images. Why? Again, lack of iman. Because if I'm thinking about akhirah, all this will not be exist. And I look how I achieve the highest level in Jannah. This is again, consider it the anchor of the topic of why women or people in general be a drama queen. Again, emptiness. Allow my nafs to belong to shaitan and myself and the full of disease of the heart. I hope, inshallah, this will open our eyes to what's going on. And all this lack of thinking about akhirah, dhikrullah, and remember, I can meet Allah tonight, or today, or a moment from now. You think I would think about jealousy, or envy, or hate, or like, or dislike, or how I look like, or who take, who took, whatever? No, I have no time for that. I have no time for that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us to be among the people of Akhirah. And please, inshallah, remember, this is the answer for why people or women be drama queen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.